Greetings and welcome back to Dice Club. Last time, our brave heroes, along with the combined force of the citizens of South Faro, confront the Kairos issue head-on. The battle was long and difficult, but it concluded with Kairos' burned body in the middle of the room and Cyrus vanishing seemingly into midair. After some tearful goodbyes and more than one group hug, our heroes stepped through the portal to find they were in the cargo hold of Venus' ship. They rushed above deck only to find a different crew along with an entirely new captain. Let's see what happens next.
Five of you now are on a boat, and you're here surrounded by the crew of this boat. I say boat, you know what I mean. And
no, I don't.
In front of
I've never heard of a boat before.
Pirate.
Well, so
ship.
You know water.
This
do
is
I?
Done.
And
I'm
I bet you know wood.
It. I'm not.
Alright.
I know what you mean.
So,
I know what a boat is.
Okay. In front of you is this. Drow woman in the captain's outfit. What are you doing?
Falling in love with her immediately.
Fair enough.
Okay, Ren is standing and looking. That's an interesting thing to do. No,
standing and looking?
Do we know her name? Have we learned that yet?
No.
Okay. Hey there, I know this is kind of weird, you know, we were just in your cargo and the ship. Listen, guys, we need to just take a chill pill. My name is Venus, these are my friends. May we learn your name, perhaps?
Oh, yes, well, glad you asked, very, very kind of you. My name is Novella Ward.
Oh, well, that's just a lovely name.
Oh, would that's a rad name.
The rest of you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm very curious about who you be.
I'm Ren. Saradin Windblade.
I'm Meadow.
Marsh.
did you forget?
Did you forget your name there, Marsh?
Nope.
Cat got your tongue?
Nope, let's move on. Let us move on.
Alright. If you don't mind me asking.
Hey, hang on. My friend here didn't say his name. Go on, Ren. What's your name?
We have no idea
Ren,
what it is.
Ren, tell her what your name is, Ren.
I'm Ren, and I extend my hand in a very, very strong handshake and do a little wink.
Great. She smiles a little bit, but she doesn't take it.
She doesn't shake my hand?
No.
That's rude as fuck.
That is pretty rude.
I shake Ren's hand.
Thank you.
Thank you, Venus. She says, now if you don't mind me asking, how did you get on my ship?
Yeah, that's a good question. We went through a portal, but we weren't expecting it to end up on your ship. So we're kind of almost as confused as you are, at least like 70% as confused as you are about that.
And we don't really know what's happening.
There's like a whole
long
thing
story
with like portals and like a prophecy and like, some shit.
Oh, didn't have the tapestry.
No, don't. Okay.
Oh, hey, do you want to see our prophecy?
Reveal our secrets, Ren.
Can we? Do we have to just whip out our prophecy first? Thing we do every time
I mean,
we meet
like,
someone? I don't.
It's proof that we're real.
You can buy me dinner first.
God damn it.
To kind of describe the setting here a little bit more, you've got the boat. This ship kind of has two masts. One of the masts is at the front of the ship where there's like a raised platform. And also at the front of the ship, there are two of those really big, like giant crossbows, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
And that front mast has one sail on it, and then there's an area in the back, which is, like, behind you. I guess it's to the left of you, to the right of you, actually.
Obelesta is the name of the Obelesta. Is the name of giant crossbow.
That's weird, because in my notes here, it definitely says giant crossbow.
It's almost as if that's what a ballista is.
In this
I feel like you it's don't, just called a... you're not respecting Tin's deep lore.
Yeah, we're
I
not
feel
in
like
the same
I
reality.
Really just,
yeah, this is
so
not
in this
world. I wrote it.
It's called a big crossbow.
I guess all I'm saying is
sorry.
That I wrote it.
In my home universe, it's called a ballista. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't know that, actually.
You're not there anymore.
Because your home universe is my universe. there's an area in the back that has, like, a staircase leading up and onto the... I don't know. I should have looked up, like, boat terminology at all. But
you
there's, like, the helm
so
of the,
much
the helm.
Time to look up boat terminology.
I've had a lot of time, and I just haven't. There's that's where the wheel is, and there's another mast up there that has two sails. And underneath that is a room that you are very near to the door of.
Are we on the deck, or are we still, like, inside?
You're on the deck.
Oh, okay, cool.
You can actually see around you, there is ocean.
Really?
As far as you can see, just only ocean. And you can also see a kind of far into the distance, there is another boat approaching, which you saw before. But it's, you can tell that it is, like, black and it has, like, tattered silver sails. But any other defining characteristics of it, right now you can't really make out without further investigation.
Can I do a check on the boat to see if it also looks like pirate, or if it has like one of those like identifying, you know, piratey
skull
sails.
And crossbones.
Okay, so I rolled a 4.
it seems to be floating.
Yeah.
In the sky?
Damn, what's that boat over there? That looks cool as hell.
Oh, you know, just the boss, you know.
Boss.
Interesting.
And she says...
Wait.
You know...
The boss? The boss?
Yes?
We had a boss that sent us into that cave. Do you think it's the same one?
I'm sure there's
more
than
like
right
a lot of
there
people
are
have
a lot of bosses
boss.
Out there, Saradin.
Saradin, you're so right. I bet it's the same boss.
I feel like there are a lot
did
of bosses.
Did we meet the boss?
Did we ever meet the boss?
You did not.
We did not
meet the boss.
It could be. It could be the boss.
A lot of people.
You
know my,
a lot
I'm
of
the
people
boss
are
too.
Bosses. Who is the boss?
Very intrigued. Okay.
Shit wide open. Anyway, continue.
She's kind of just watching you have this exchange with each other, and she says, "You know, why don't we take this into my quarters, away from the bustle of the crowd?
You can buy us dinner first.
Really
into your
out.
Quarters. I mean,
oh,
why don't
my.
You buy us
hey
dinner
now.
First?
Hey, I just said that.
I can have dinner prepared if you'd like.
Hey, yo,
great.
She leads the five of you into her quarters, which is right. In that door that you're right in. And as you walk through, you can see the walls are basically completely lined with bookshelves.
My natural habitat.
Save for the back wall, which is a giant plate glass window that looks onto the sea. In front of the window is a desk that has a chair facing away from the window, and to your left, there's a small round table with what looks like there's a piece of parchment rolled over the top of it, with it looks like a map, but it's just, as near as you can tell, all water, and there's like different like cartographical information in the margins and stuff, and like identifying marks, and like there's one that looks like an X and one that looks like a circle, like kind of in the water, but apart from that there's not really anything else. And to the right there's a small unmade bed.
A bed?
Is there anyone in the bed?
No.
Okay.
Tin,
before we get into this, can
yes,
I? You said that this ship looked exactly like Venus's old ship, right?
Yes.
Could I do a check now that we're in this room to see if I see any like discernible marks, like drawings on the wall that remind me that were on my old ship?
Sure.
That just be a normal d20.
That is usually how checks work.
Wow, it's been a while, huh?
do you know the rules of Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
It would actually be like me. D20 would be the tiny little one.
Oh my god. What do I roll, Tin?
The D20. And you add, I guess, perception.
That's smart.
I was just rolling as a goof, but I just rolled a nat one.
So you can tell if it's a roll chip.
I got a 19.
Oh, a 19. Okay. You kind of look around the room and you look for places that specifically you remember like marking on your old ship, but you see that there's kind of like nicks in the walls from like, you assume like knives being thrown into them, but not really anything that you would recognize.
Not Venus's knives.
Not Venus's knives. Maybe Venus's knives, but not Venus's carvings.
Venus would never throw knives around her quarters.
Okay, boring.
She wouldn't? Yeah.
Boring.
Anyways.
Okay, Novella goes and sits down at her desk and says, "All right, just one more time, please. How you say there was a portal?
There was a portal, and we walked through it, and we were expecting to end up somewhere completely different, but here we are."
Yeah, we walked through. So first, the boss, which I'm still curious about with that. Oh my gosh. The boss told us to go into this cave because there's like maybe there's treasure in there. No one's ever come out. So we went in there and then we went through a portal and ended up somewhere else. And then we went through a different portal there and we're like, we'll finally go home or like back to that cave. And we ended up here.
Interesting. And she looks like she's pondering this. As she stands up and goes and moves over to the kind of round table where the parchment is rolled over. And yeah, she just is there studying that. And she says, "Well, I'm about to be having some company, and it might be in poor taste to have said company. See that you're here. I don't know if he'd be as well inclined to be as understanding as I've hopefully tried to been, seeing as, well, you understand. It might be difficult to pick up a passenger."
"You just heroically rescued us. We were drowning in the sea, just in the middle of it, you know, as you do. And you just, you know, fished us up and you're just so heroic, you know? It'll make you look really good, actually."
I'm not so sure about that one.
It'll ruin your like murderous sort of reputation.
Yeah, I've got a ne'er-do-well
right.
Demeanor to uphold here. So I've got
kidnapped us and you're forcing us to swab the poop deck.
Well, don't actually force us to swab the poop deck, though.
That's good, Sarah.
We're also hardcore pirates, and we're like it's like a crossover team over event.
If you're volunteering.
I'm not volunteering.
Saradin seems to be volunteering, though. It kind of sounds like.
as you're talking, one of the crewmates kind of opens the door and leans in and says, "Hey, we're getting ship's getting close. Should we prepare for a boarding or what?" And she looks at him and says, "Yes, yes. This happens so much. You need." He's like, sorry, yeah, sorry, I'll go do that then. And she's like, yes, go. And then he runs out of the room.
As people were talking, can I do a check to see if I recognize any of the books? Because I'm like a big book guy, you know?
Yeah, booksman.
That's not great. What am I adding?
Perception. Or I would let you go with either
perception doesn't really make sense to see if you recognize them.
That's true. Investigation would work.
5.
Sorry.
Okay.
It wasn't good either way.
Yeah, you don't get a very good look, but from what you see, you don't see any books that you know.
Gotcha. Cool.
I don't see any books I know.
No, you don't. Just hoping it's like a conversation piece between you and this pirate
book?
Lady.
I don't know what I was doing.
Fair enough.
It's a bit pointless to ask what year it is.
Just a little, yeah.
Can I just like pick up one of the books and like skim through it?
Sure.
I do that.
Okay.
What's the book I pick up?
It's called, what languages do you speak, actually?
I speak a couple different ones.
In common, it's written, it's called Boats for Dummies.
I speak, common, elvish, and giant.
Okay, it's Boats for Dummies.
Seems like a bad sign that the captain needs that one.
Ooh, can I take a look at that?
She sees you kind of pick that one up and says that was a gag gift.
Should we be worried about this sort of boat situation? I was more worried about the pirate thing, but I feel like I should be worried about the boat thing at this point.
I feel like this would be good for that other one, the other pirate to read. I feel like that might be a good hand me down almost for the one that was like, hey, are we doing the boarding thing? And then you were like, yes, we do the boarding thing every time. And
yes, you really razzed him good there.
Hey, yeah. Hey, did you get the book in a white whale gift exchange? Get it?
Oh my god.
Get it?
That's a pretty good joke. I lost the voice a little bit, but it's okay. We're just gonna run with it.
I love books.
Anyway, what was what was your plan for us?
Yes, my mistake. And then she says, Vladimir, and then that other pirate who ran in before.
Vladimir?
Is he Russian?
Comes, yep, he comes.
is he Russian into the room?
He rushes into the room and she says, "Would you be so kind as to take these five esteemed folk down to the brig? I guess I wish we had more pleasant accommodations for you, but that's all
no,
we got.
No, this
so
is
would
really
you,
a lot
you,
more pleasant than our previous greetings. I have to say.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad to be of." Glad to be of assistance, then. Would you be so kind? And then he says, yep, yeah, yep. You got it. And then
can I hand the book
motions for you to follow him. Sure. He looks at it as you're walking back down those steps that you went up originally. He just stares at it for a long while. And he stares at it, actually, until he leads you back kind of through... the way when you were in the storage area, that was kind of like at the back of the boat,
mm-hmm.
and you actually passed the door to the brig as when you went up the steps. So you go, you can see where you were from. He puts you into the brig, closes it. He does lock it, which is interesting, but he's still looking at the book, and he pauses for a few more moments. He says, I don't know how to read.
Yes! You don't understand. I don't know if you could see, but I was miming, please say you can't read, please say you can't read.
Yeah,
like
I was
the moment
thinking
you
that.
Gave it to him.
Vladimir 19 just like, never fucking okay. Knew how to read.
Well, damn it.
Yeah.
Locked up again.
Vladimir, last name Jared. Alright, then I'll just like...
Yeah.
Marsha's just like, do you want to take it back up, or can I read it, or... Do you want to learn how to read?
There's a time and a place, and he slides the book under the door, and then he walks back.
Slides a book under the door.
Under the door.
It's like,
I think
okay.
we can just push
okay,
Saradin
like,
under at
no,
this
it's
point.
Like, it's like
a
iron
bathroom
bars.
Stall. What's the point of locking it? We can just crawl under it.
Like a bathroom stall.
No, it's like. He hands it to you between the bars.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're in this room now. It's actually kind of a small room. There's one bed in this room. Seems like...
Dibs.
Not designed for... Okay. You go to the bed. You hop onto it. It's not very comfortable. It's more of just a wooden plank with a really gross, like, blanket that just smells, like, really badly of, like, salt.
Mm.
And ocean. It smells like it's the like those, somebody probably took it out of the ocean.
It's one of those like salt lamps where you like lick it and it tastes like salt.
Don't
lick it, please. Don't lick it. Don't.
Do not.
You're making me really want to lick this blanket right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, I did not say that in character. Was that my character voice to you?
Look,
you know, scientists like nobody.
You just gave me a look, and I'm like. You were thinking about me licking this blanket.
I was. Don't lick the blanket.
So, Tin, would you say that this is a wooden board attached to the wall?
It is a wooden board attached to the wall by two metal chains.
Oh my god, deja vu, guys.
Locked up again. Tin, did you run out of material? It's okay to tell us if you run out of material.
No. Trust me, guys. Just trust me. It's a wooden board. It's completely different. This one's a nice... earthy shade of, like, it's kind of like a burnt umber.
Ooh.
Whoa.
The other one was strictly brown.
Oh. Well, Bordy was the best. We love brown Bordy.
Forever in our hearts.
Forever.
Truly.
So you're in this room now. Defining characteristics of the room. The bed. There's a bucket in the corner.
We love
which,
a bucket. Ooh.
It's a bad bucket.
Is it empty currently?
What? Currently, yes.
Good.
What do you mean to the bucket?
But it's a,
could be
it's
worse.
It's a menacing bucket, that one. And there's not much space in this room. All of you fit kind of comfortably, but you assume that if there were one more person in here with you, it would be pretty claustrophobic pretty quick. And there's... Yeah, it's kind of just the same shade of, like, wooden boards, like, all around the walls and the roof and the floor. On the wall, there is a very small, like, a bit bigger than, like, a quarter-sized hole that you can see outside, but that's about it, and you're in this room.
Hmm. Well, there doesn't seem to be any old ladies with secret escape plans in the corner this time, so we're gonna have to figure this one out
on
our own.
Yeah, not to save us.
And also... Escaping probably doesn't help much because we're in the ocean. So,
do we hear like people boarding the ship or like or anything like that?
Go ahead and roll perception.
I am not rolling great today. 11. That's not the worst.
Okay, that's not bad. You can hear actually through the hole on the outside to the outside. You can see that the ship that you saw in the distance is kind of now pretty close to your ship. You can see the black wood of it.
Okay.
But through this small hole, you can't, like, see, like, high enough to see, like, up above it. It's a very, very big boat by what you can... I'll stop saying boat. They're ships, really, if you think about it.
Gotcha.
It's a very big it's a big ship. Anyways, so there's that. And you can faintly hear footsteps above you, somewhere above you on the ship. So there, you can hear the sounds of boarding.
So are we going to, like, escape or just, like, chill here?
I feel like this is not the optimal time to escape, unless we escape onto the other ship, which honestly doesn't feel like it would be an upgrade.
Yeah, I feel like it would be worse.
Probably. It's a really cool ship, but it also seems like a villain kind of ship, you know? So,
was the book Ships for Dummies or Boats for Dummies?
It's Boats for Dummies, actually. Okay. Important distinction. Boats for Dummies.
That's not gonna help.
Yeah,
See?
Completely useless here.
What if... Wait. Tin, can I slip through the bars?
No, I don't think they're big enough for that.
Damn. I was gonna suggest that I slip through the bars and spy on who the boss is, but...
I
licked the blanket.
Oh, no. I'm gonna skip over that.
Constitution saving throw.
Intelligence saving throw. Charisma saving throw.
I'm just gonna have you do a strength check.
Not a constitution.
To see if you're mentally strong enough to survive.
To see if you are physically able. No, you're not licking the blanket, are you?
I am.
It kind of sounds like they licked the blanket. I don't know, dude.
I can roll a constitution check.
Yeah.
So that would be 17.
Okay.
If I use the same roll.
What's the DC on licking a blanket?
Depends on the blanket.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, well, I guess it does depend on the blanket, huh? So you lick this blanket. It is very salty.
Oh, like, very salty.
Just pure sodium on your tongue. And it's bad. Actually, do you like it? I guess I can't tell you if you like it or not.
Because a lot of animals really do like you. Salt licks, you know?
That's true. I'm going to Google this. That's true.
All right, you do that. Like salt. Well, human foods can pose a health threat because they have lots of sugar, salt, and fats, which will make your possum obese.
Marsha's just in, like, reading this book, like, boats vary in proportion and construction methods with their intended purpose, available materials, or local traditions. Canoes have been used since prehistoric times and remain in use.
Are you, like, on Wikipedia for boats into or something?
We are now on the Wikipedia. A book podcast.
Okay.
That's what Marsh is doing in the corner. Keep that in. That's the Marsh way.
All right.
I don't think Pisserton likes it.
Okay.
Likes it or licks it?
Saradin licks it and does not like it.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes all really fairness, ponder Saradin, that one.
I did tell you not to.
Yeah. You did.
So what are the rest of you kind of doing right here now?
Are there any other lickable items in the room?
Everything is a lickable item.
The bucket.
The bucket.
Don't
Is there like shit in the bucket? What's in the bucket?
There's nothing in the bucket.
Nothing's in the bucket.
For now.
Now.
Except
Can
for
I
your
look in the bucket?
Hey, Red.
You can look in the bucket if you
Why
please.
Would you?
Can I investigate the bucket to try to determine the bucket's right. purpose?
Can you not figure
Roll
that out with your brain?
On the bucket.
No.
Ren, don't get too close to that bucket, Ren.
Yeah, don't investigate that bucket too closely.
So I got a 17 pool minus I got a 16.
That's good bucket check.
16, okay. With a 16, you know that this very bucket, this one great bucket that you're looking at right now, the worst bucket in all of history. It smells. And can I say, the smell that you smell when you're investigating it?
What if I quit being on this podcast?
It's indescribably awful, actually. And it's so awful that you...
Oh, no.
That's the only thing you get from this, is that it has a really bad smell and it disorients you enough to... that you
With a 16?
Completely forego all other senses. All other senses are foregone in...
You're blinded.
Red,
lick the blanket. Lick the blanket, Red.
It's like a chaser.
A palate cleanser.
Okay,
my Wi-Fi died. Just, I didn't hear a single word of that explanation. You said it smells, and then it just glitched out, and I didn't.
That's all you need.
It was awful, and it smells.
Actually, all of it represents out, and they only heard that it smells.
That's incredible. I love that in fiction, just like lack of. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Great. Venus is looking in her cool pirate backpack to see if she has a fantasy carabiner with some key rings on it. If she has keys that could let us out, because the ship is very similar to hers.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Smart.
That's so smart.
Would you have your boat keys on you?
I mean, I feel like Venus took some keepsakes from her ship before she left it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I don't know who else she would give the keys to. It's her ship.
All right. Then I think after trying a few, you reach through the bars and you use your cool pirate keys to unlock the cell. And it works.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah.
Guys, this ship is like just like my ship. The craftsmanship of this ship, it's to die for. It's beautiful. and lovely, and should we leave?
I don't know where we would go if we did leave.
Where would we go is the question.
I don't know, I just opened the door because I didn't know what else we were supposed to
do. As the door opens,
you can hear now footsteps from the same area that you heard boarding.
Close the gate. Close the door.
Yeah,
I'm closing.
Let's just pretend to be locked inside for a bit.
Yeah, I close the door again.
They couldn't have come just a second earlier.
Yeah, you close the door. Nothing happens. Nobody comes though.
We open it again.
So what? No.
What are we supposed to do in this situation? If we escape, we die. If we stay here, we have a boring podcast.
That's pretty good.
What does your heart tell you?
I don't know. I feel like you're trying to persuade us into leaving.
No, but it also feels like you're persuading us
to do here and sit here and do nothing.
I am not telling you what to do. I'm saying there are multiple things that you could do in this situation.
Let's raid the storage. Get some stuff. I'm hungry, bro.
Yeah, they talk anything about making a meal. And then
I need water. Bad.
No.
The saltiest thing on earth. I need something, man.
I'm thirsty.
Outside of the door, like, is there other hallways or is it just like straight up to the deck?
It is, okay, let me describe this to you, because you know very well without having seen the rest of it.
Yeah, for sure.
There is the back, which the entire, like, there's like 10 feet of the back with, like a storage room. And then there's a hallway leading from that into a bigger area that opens up. Along that hallway, there are two rooms. You're in one of them right now is the brig. In the bigger middle area, there is the staircase up, but not much else. And then past that, there's a wall with doors that leads to the like crew quarters and dining area. And there's also in the middle area, there's a staircase that leads down into the like below decks. And that's kind of the underbelly of the ship.
So there are things outside of the door that we could go to.
Yes.
Or we could just go up and meet this boss guy. And Saradin, maybe he's our boss. And maybe he'll recognize us and give us free passage into the new world.
Did we even meet our boss? I thought we didn't meet our boss. So we wouldn't recognize him.
Well, you never know.
You only know him as the boss.
Boss with the he-him pronouns.
Well, I said like E-M.
I think we probably have said he at some point.
Boss with the E-M pronoun.
Probably.
Y'all are laggy as fuck for me, and I'm terrified that my audio is dying. So what if I hang up here and I call you on my phone?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do it. Yeah.
Burb.
So now the egg's gone. Let's say some. that guy, I love when he plays D&D with us.
I love eggs.
Oh my god. I love it.
And then he says a funny joke and everyone's like, oh my god.
What a funny joke.
Oh, what a guy.
What a guy.
Yeah,
straight
that is how
guy.
I feel about eggs.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that I also same feel way, that about way about eggs. Egg.
Oh yeah, eggs such a fucking loser.
Oh hi egg.
Hey there, egg.
Hey, egg. We were just saying really nice things about you.
We were just talking about how cool I am.
Anyways.
What are you doing?
What is happening in the podcast? I haven't been able to hear for like
happening in the podcast.
A little
Can
bit.
Can we hear any voices from where we are? Like, where are we? Talking?
Can you catch me up?
You're still in the brig. Okay.
Yeah.
The door can be opened, and you're deciding what to do.
Since it's just
stuff outside of the door. Like, there's other doors.
And there's, like, Venus knows where, like, storage areas are and, like, quarters and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Venus... I know my way around this ship, so if, you know, here's some options. We could...
Hey, Venus, do you know where any, like...
Is this your
Did ship? You get that from the me using the keys to open the door?
I don't know if it was, like, a skeleton key or something. But
And you did also say last time, yep, this is my ship.
Skeleton key. What? I didn't know there'd be skeletons
here. We're recording this in October. It's all so spooky.
Oh, happy spooks.
It will not be spooks when we air this.
So this is my ship to an extent, but either they painted the walls or this is just a different universe ship.
Oh, we time travel.
But maybe we are back in our universe and somebody just stole my ship and made new keys.
Fucked up.
Or we time traveled.
You know, like the boat ignition key that they yeah. need to get your boats off the docks. You'll learn about it
Do
in Boats for Dummies.
Old timey yeah, exactly. ships work like ships that.
It's a magical electric boat. It's not, yeah, you know.
Well, that's, thank you, Alex, for pointing out the great complexities of my great joke that I just said, because it wouldn't. And the funny thing is it wouldn't.
That was such a great joke, Ted. Good joke.
Anyways.
I'm going to run up the stairs to just, like, peek my little head and see who the boss is, but, like, stealthy.
Okay, like. You're going up the steps, actually?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Well, not all the way up the steps.
If you're trying to be sneaky.
I'm going to be stealthy as hell. I've got a +5, so...
You're so
thank God.
Stealthy.
Okay. It almost got a 1, but it rolled a 19. So
that's
okay.
Hey, that's
so what?
Terrifying.
Is that 24?
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Okay. You scamper up the steps and peek your little head above the above deck, and you can see that now you can see make a perception check actually.
21.
Okay. All right. You can see through like the window in the door of Novella's quarters that she is in there by herself now, and you can also see over the side of the deck you can see the ship is moving away now, so they're no longer boarded.
That's fast.
But it's closer now, and you can see at the like up atop at the helm of it you can see a very tall figure in completely like metal armor, including a helmet, and you can't see anything else about them. It's like black metal armor that they're in. You can also see on one of the masts is a black flag, but rather than a skull and crossbones on this black flag, you see a circle with a bird and 7 squares.
My God.
Bad flag.
Whoa!
It's Tin, and I'm back right here with some ads, and you got them. It's ads, and it's ads. I've said ads too many. I usually go pretty buck wild in these things, but maybe I should tone that down. Super quick thanks to Dax Ayrton on Reddit for the use of the homebrew race for the possum folk that we use for Saradin. It's fantastic. He's fantastic. You can go check out more of his stuff at DAXAYRTON on Reddit. That's DAXAYRTON on Reddit. And you can see his great stuff all there. It's actually very good. I kind of just blow through this part usually, but I was going through like today and reading some of his stuff. It's pretty good. I want to give a quick thing. I would like to thank you all for listening, because listener support continually like blows me away, and we've had more than ever in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it's just been amazing. So thank you for listening, thank you for being here, thank you for enjoying the show presumably, and if you do enjoy the show, Tell a friend about it. Share the show on social media. You can use the hashtag TheDiceCast. You can find all of our links to the show and to our socials at linktr.ee/TheDiceClubPodcast. So if you could, share around the show. Right now we're in a pretty big period of growth, actually. So that's completely thanks to you guys, because there's no advertising besides word of mouth. So I appreciate that, and you. Next episode will be up on March 1st, which is weird to say now, because for me it's still January, but that is going to come so quickly, and the year is going completely by. So without further ado, here's the rest of the episode. Enjoy.
Started scampers the fuck down. Also, metal armor in the middle of the ocean. That person's like maintenance game must be on point. That's gonna get rusty as hell. Anyway, Saradin runs down the stairs going, Whoa!
What did you see? Saradin!
Whoa! What? Y'all! The flag! Oh my god, guys!
Calm down. Saradin. Saradin, describe. Saradin, we did not see the flag. You have to describe.
What's wrong?
It was the bird with the seven squares. And the circle. That we
the
saw
are
the
seven new, squares in the...
No, yeah. They aren't.
Nope.
They aren't?
They're not. Every
Birdie,
single time,
me.
It's been the bird
Are
circle
you
with
sure
the seven
about
squares.
This?
Yeah. Every single time.
Hey, Birdie, myself.
I am 100% positive.
Hey, I'm glad it was me that went up and looked at that then, because I just re-listened to the second episode, and it was that, in fact, that was in, like, the box with the crystal. So, anyway.
Something weird is going on here.
Something
we
quite
gotta,
fishy.
We gotta get to that boat, I bet. I bet we gotta get to that other boat.
Have we checked the prophecy yet?
Oh yeah.
Nope.
The tapestry. I take out the tapestry.
I take out my tapestry.
Okay, you take out the tapestry. And you see everything that you've said that you've seen before. Which I should write down somewhere.
Please
but,
do. I'm begging you.
It's fine. You now see past the arch and the five figures, you see an image of, like, waves and five figures. And then you see waves and then six figures and then a, like, lock and then five figures. And then that's it.
Okay.
So either Novella or Vladimir is the other square, and I'm curious what it is.
Well, this means that Novella works for those bad guys that did the bad things.
Yeah.
Does it?
Does it?
I mean, call them the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a bad guy who is associated with the other bad guys that did the bad things.
And there is... There's different bosses for different things.
The flag. Are we forgetting this?
But, like, it could be our boss.
It could be our boss, still.
What if our boss sent us on this huge... Guys, the conspiracies.
Oh,
the conspiracies.
My God.
Guys.
Holy shit.
Sarah, did I think you blew this case right open?
I think I did. I think... Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome, my
Did the podcast over.
Intellect.
We solved your puzzle.
My minus one
you
intelligence.
You did. What can I say? You've
really...
got it 100% right. No faults in your theories.
I feel like I barely even heard a theory.
No, it's
I heard,
the same
like,
guy.
A sentence. It barely qualifies as a theory, even.
Fair enough.
Theories don't have to be complicated.
So what are we doing, guys? We have this information. This is not the greatest situation we've been in.
Well, the other ship's gone, and they said that they locked us up because of the other ship, so we could just leave. And they'll be like, how the fuck did you get out of the cell? And we were like, what do you mean get out? They didn't lock the door, we were just hiding. And then if the guy says that he locked the door, we can be like, you know that Vladimir can't be trusted. He would forget his head if it wasn't attached to him.
Gaslighting.
Gaslight,
that's actually
girl
a really
boss.
Good idea. Meadow, you're so smart.
But they could not gatekeep us.
We have the key to the gate.
Get that out.
We gate got out, guys.
Do we hear people like coming back down, or are they just like up there?
They're just kind of up there.
Cool.
They've forgotten about us.
Yeah.
Can we yell for them?
Her office. Guys, what if we broke into her office?
Isn't she in there?
She's in there.
You know, she's in there.
She's in
there. I guess you don't know she's in there, but Sarah didn't know she's in there.
She's hanging out in there. Hey, with my 21 perception earlier, did I get a read on like what she was doing or like her?
She was studying that parchment.
Again? What's with her and that damn parchment? What's the big idea? Yeah. What's the deal? Yeah, I think we should you know your way around the ship, apparently, Venus, so we should like get some things. Just like get things.
Get some things?
Yeah.
Weapons.
Food? What things do we need?
Supplies?
Grocery list, guys. Put it together.
Hey, not to like keep bringing this up, but my mouth is like really bad right now. That blanket, it's bad. I need something.
We can go find a canteen.
A nice mead, perhaps. Mm. Some wine.
I'm underage. I can't.
Are you?
Well, so am I, but you don't have to be a narc about
it. Are you
it.
Underage? Fuck. Tin, what's the drinking age in this world?
Is there a drinking age?
We're on drinking a pirate age ship. Everywhere.
Hey, Tin, what year is it?
It's your birth year that you would need to be able to drink.
Oh, great.
Hey, Venus. Yeah. You're
Happy
the lord.
Birthday.
You're like the lord of this ship. So what's your drinking age? You can establish it. Can we drink your mead?
Wait, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Venus. Venus is the captain of the ship, which means that they can set the rules.
What?
I thought you were talking to Tin, our dice captain.
What is mead?
this is
can
a
can we drink? Well, will
what
it help
is
the mission? That's the question. I say probably.
Sick. Okay, take us to the canteen, Venus.
Okay, I take out my fantasy carabiner and I open the door.
Yippee!
All right. You open the door.
We solved your door
by
puzzle.
By unlocking it and opening it. That's how doors work.
For the second time this second episode, time. You've solved this particular puzzle. Jesus.
Okay,
I don't think we relocked it.
I'm...
Venus just walked us out.
I start tiptoeing like Scooby Doo style to the.
Oh yeah, and we go through one door in the hallway, and they come out of the other doorway, but we're like missing each other.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Love that
Scooby Doo humor.
Mm-hmm.
Scooby
Doo. What's the word called?
The store. I don't know. Storage.
No.
Canteen, did we say?
No.
Kitchen?
Where the storage is. Go there.
The
Or would the drinks be in the kitchen? You said that there's a kitchen, right?
There's a dining area, but there's like storage room.
Storage room would probably be where the alcohol.
Probably.
Alcohol
you know that they would keep there's like the big storage room and then the small storage room, which is the one right across from you, and the small storage room would be where like food and stuff is.
Food.
But we're not actually looking for alcohol, though, are we?
So we go there?
Ren's tummy is rumbly. Get us food.
It feels like we kind of are going to get drunk on this ship.
All right. I'm going to have everybody roll stealth.
Yippee.
Okay.
Woohoo.
I don't know. Did I take my armor off?
9.
Nope.
All right. Then I got an 18.
I got 11.
Also 18.
Oh my god. That's actually so good. I rolled a 19 and 17. Plus stealth, 18.
Okay. All right. What was yours, Duck?
9.
Okay.
How did you get a 9?
You used up all your stealth.
That's how it works.
I'm so desperate right now.
you go, the five of you go into the storeroom, and you're looking around for food and stuff, and as you're kind of, like, digging through all the stuff, Saradin, you, like, knock a pan off the wall, and it falls to the ground and makes a big clunk clamor sound. So, there's that. What are you doing now?
Do we hear anybody coming?
Yes, actually. You hear a set of footsteps coming down the steps, but, like, slowly. It's not, like,
should
rushed,
be like,
but it's, like, walking.
I feel like if we try to go back to the cell, they're gonna see us doing that.
I think we should all... Guys, just, like, sit down and pretend we're hanging out.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah. Just pull out a set of cards.
Yeah. We're just hanging out. Playing cards.
Oh, yeah. You see Vincent, or whatever his name is, locked us in the pantry instead of the...
Typical Vladimir.
Vince.
It's not Vince. It's Vladimir.
Vladimir.
That guy.
I pull out the sticks from my bag, and I hand one to everyone, the red and the blue sticks, and we can, like, clack them together to pretend like we're playing a game.
So doesn't get one? Because there are 4 of them.
Fuck
I'll share with Meadow.
We're sharing. We're a
there
team.
We go.
All right. You divvy them up, and that happens, and you see through the door, Vladimir and Novella both are... there, and they look into the cell or the brig, and you're not there. And then she just kind of looks at him, very disappointed, very disappointed. And then she looks around and sees that the door to the pantry is open, and
we didn't close the door.
Makes eye contact with you. Yeah.
Why didn't we? Hey.
That would be more suspicious if we closed the door.
No, it wouldn't. They wouldn't see us.
No, it wouldn't have.
Well, you didn't. So,
Meadow just says, hi.
No, no, no. Okay, Ren makes eye contact with them and closes the door.
occupied.
She opens the door. And she says, Vladimir actually says, how'd you get out of there? What?
You didn't lock the door.
You didn't lock it, dude.
No, you didn't. I swear I locked it.
Listen, dude, you must have been locking it.
I thought it was
locked.
Like free reign.
Like 2 minutes later, it like comedically like swung open.
Yeah.
Like no, like it had not been
it
locked.
It just didn't lock. You just didn't lock it.
So.
And so we assumed that
as you're saying this,
Novella's
just looking
in
at him, just so disappointed still.
We're gonna get this poor dude fired.
which is especially tragic because since you're on a boat,
he's gonna walk the plane.
He's gonna be
fired from a cannon. That's how you get fired.
How dare you steal the next words out of my mouth? You interrupted me to finish the joke.
I said it a minute earlier. You can go back in the recording. I said it, like, literally 5 seconds
after. There was a lot of crosstalk happening.
After I made the initial joke.
Whatever. Okay.
All right. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, so she's not happy with him, but you notice that she has the rolled parchment in her hand.
Ooh.
She looks at the 5 of you and says, well, I guess I didn't really even need you to be locked in there. I just didn't want you to be seen, so there's no harm, no foul. Vladimir keeps his job, and you keep your lives.
I'm going to town on, like, a really crusty piece of bread, like an old piece of bread. I'm just, like, in the corner, like...
please don't take any more, food. We
you
have
did say you
pretty,
were going to you were going to make food for us.
Yeah, but you didn't. She didn't invite you into her pantry, though, did she?
It's been 5 minutes.
Was it really 5 minutes?
Someone's paid for dinner. That doesn't mean you can just raid their pantry.
I assume they have oranges for like scurvy reasons, and I take one and I'm peeling it. I'm making eye contact with him and peeling it.
It's so difficult to find any food. You're not supposed to have the bread. You can't have the bread.
I stick an orange slice in my mouth.
I'm like chewing on like a little
orange
piece.
Orange slices, I can deal
I'm like
with,
chewing on a piece of bread like taffy. Like it's so hard. it's like just like.
Where did you even find bread?
It was in the pantry.
Are you sure that's bread, Marsh?
Whatever. I don't know if it's bread
Can
or not.
Can I roll to see if it's bread?
Investigate that bread.
It's just like beef jerky.
Let's hope this rolls well. That's not a horrible investigation. 15.
I'll tell you what. Don't taste like bread.
Uh-oh. I keep jerky. Eating it.
To me, it's just okay.
Oh, hell yeah. I was like, I turned to her and I'm like, I found it. It was like in a corner, and it was like, there was like nothing really around it. And it was just like there. And I'm lying to her. I'm like, it tastes like bread. It tastes like.
You guys are, like, sitting on the floor, right?
Yeah.
I'm in my closet, yeah. And okay. I'm detangling a string of skulls.
Not real. We're back in it.
Your character... We're in, I don't know if... You probably forgot, but we're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Wait. We're playing Dungeons & Dragons?
No, stop it. Drop it.
I'm gonna hang up right now. You're all kind of sitting on the ground, just, like, munching.
On mystery bread.
Novella also
most of us are not
you.
Munching.
Okay.
What does Novella do?
She comes and sits on the floor along with you, crisscross applesauce, and spreads the parchment, rolls it across the floor, and says, "Well, you lads just got your lucky break. Seems to me." We're going treasure hunting.
Oh, hell yeah.